It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Well, it is July 20th, 2022. And bubbling up here in the last few days has been more chatter about our oil situation. It's been chattering here for a few months, but there's a number of things happening I think we need to be paying more attention to or not. And I think that's not a good idea. There's so much effort to try to hide Biden and make him look like he's a full and fit 20-year-old that can run around the block. We're ignoring some tragedy occurring internally involving actually public policy in the Biden administration and beyond. And this has to do with the oil. As I've mentioned many times, Biden and the Saudis have always been close pals. I've heard a number of people here in the last few days talk about Biden not being friends with him. I'm not sure what that's about because that's just patently untrue. They've always been close. He's always been protective. And as I've pointed out, every policy that Biden has done here has been in support of Saudi and the oil by shutting down the pipeline here in the U.S., aiding the shutdown involving Russia, the situation going on in Ukraine. Economic policy has all helped the Saudis and their oil efforts. In fact, the efforts going on here that during his Mideast trip, sitting down and speaking with the Iranians as if they're our best pals, is something that really, again, aids Saudi Arabia. So Biden is clearly, it's almost as if Biden is the president of Saudi Arabia, not the United States, the way he acts. But the problem with this is that every time we've, as I've mentioned before here, every time we hook our wagon to the Mideast in oil, our country suffers. Those who remember OPEC being probably the worst situation we've ever had involving oil back in the 70s. Now, including the hostage situation, the Shah of Iran, and so on. But be that as it may, here we are today, and here we have a president that it just is in love, whatever the situation is with the Saudis. A few folks do like to point out that whatever the situation with the Saudis, certainly Hunter Biden falls into all of this, and that for just perchance, Hunter Biden's financial interests dovetail with the Saudis. Isn't that interesting? Which has happened during the time that Biden has been close to the Saudis. All right, I'm establishing that situation. Biden's trip while he was in Saudi Arabia, I believe, and this, is, by the way, is his second trip there, I believe is to get pats on the back by the Saudi Arabians saying, hey, thanks, pal. You're doing us a good turn. I hope you don't stop. Of course, they speak this in Arabic or something, but not, you know, not like New Yorkese. But anyway, it's here Biden goes over to and enhances his love affair with the Saudis. The question is, what is going to happen involving the economy? Because if we're continuing to support the idea of our oil coming out of the Mideast, we are very likely to keep our oil prices around, hovering around this $4 mark, as we're seeing here in Florida. Others are more expensive. We're hovering over $4. We started to come down a bit. I noticed that, you know, the big thing is when gas stations start to go up or down, they like to stay on one side or the other of the rounded up dollar sign. So as I was coming down to $4, couple crossed into $3.99 and went back up to $4 again. So some things have happened here in the last number of days, it looks like there may be an effort to try to keep us at $4. There is the situation that is going on in China, which is something I'm not hearing much talk about involving the media, the press, and even political commentators. And this is of grave concern. China is a backward country in our view of how we are not. In our approach to government, we do not look at how they run things as being a practical effort for the people. It's something of having a hierarchy, authoritarian government in control of everybody. And the situation going on there involving the virus situation, if a lot of people don't know, the virus situation has basically never gone away in China. And the lockdown, crackdown lockdowns, however you want to look at it, has kept people mostly at home and not able to go anywhere or do anything. This has really caused a rippling effect economically around the world because China does create too much that we use here in the U.S. You want to help our economy? Stop going to Dollar Tree or Walmart for so much. The more we support China, the more we make our dependence on them. And I'm not saying you're gonna stop buying something at Dollar Tree tomorrow, you yourself and me, and that's gonna change things. No, it'd be a massive effort. But the Walmartization of our view of what we purchase, that everything has to be cheap. Dollar Tree is not going away, and China making things that we buy is not going away, maybe ever, until, you know, this country completely falls apart, which could be, you know, who knows. Anyway, because China is so important there, and that includes involving oil, their stagnation is causing one heck of a problem. We're back again with some threats involving this virus situation. Now, most of this is all hokum, and we're finally it's becoming common knowledge that it's better that we all just expose ourselves to whatever, and we'll survive. The bulk majority will survive better, you know, doing that than what we're seeing as a result of everything we did to try to lock things down, as you will. So China, but that's not stopping China because they're an authoritarian government and they like the controls, and this gives better controls to keep people at home. But if they're at home, they're not buying. If they're not buying, they're not putting money into the economy. And that is a problem for China, and especially involving oil. If they're not going out, they're not getting in their car, they're not driving places. And so their things kind of stall out. So if they're not producing product, if they're not creating oil, it hurts us here because we suddenly have a problem getting those products and getting that oil. And it's not just the plastic little doodads they make, but it's food. We're really relying on production of more and more production of food coming out of China or being distributed through China. And this is all horrible stuff. Food should be produced here. We should be producing our own food, making it just like we used to. It's not like this is a foreign idea, though it is today a foreign idea because we rely on foreigners to do it. But anyway, the problem in China could not only keep us at four, but could kick us up to five, because if China continues this, and it appears they may indeed continue this throughout the rest of the year. Predictions are that they are going to go at least into early 2023 in a stagnant mode. This is bad news for us. You see those empty shelves in the stores? Well, that's China being nutcase over there. And that we're a representative government being in control of an authoritarian government, not good. Not good over in China, that is. So what's going to happen here? Well, you know, one reason we saw prices go down was that here in the States, as it's known, we stopped buying as much. We stopped going around as much in the last few months because prices soared because of the inflation. So we didn't drive. I mean, I'm not driving as much and I'm not buying as much. Well, this has put a problem to the stores who thought they were going, who earlier this year was seeing, okay, we're getting out of this virus hysteria. We better start stocking stuff. So we'll plan on having X amount come summertime. It's just so obvious we're heading into an inflationary period, that we're heading into a recession. We are in a recession right now. It is amazing that it's sad that they could. I don't believe they didn't recognize it. I believe it's just how bad companies are being run now. So they went ahead and ordered things as if we were going to be buying lock, stock, and barrel all the time. What happened was that because of the inflationary situation, people bought less. So I'm understanding that there are a lot of retail establishments across the country who are stockpiled with stuff that now they're going to start slashing and having to get rid of. Oddly enough, some of this may be food, so you might want to keep an eye out at your Big Lots or your Ollie's where these grocery stores and retail places will need to dump stuff that they couldn't get rid of in their stores, and they're going out of date. Anyway, So what does this mean involving our oil situation? If we continue, the recession is going to continue, and it's certainly going into next year. As the recession continues, now how bad things get is the big question. And that could be Florida, or my state of Florida, could have a bit to do with that, because the possibility of having a real estate crash, it's going to happen. It was supposed to be gradual and not hurt anybody. When I worked in planning 30 years ago, 25, 20 years ago, we knew that was going to come. The end of the pensioners meant less people with cash, liquidity, if you will, for the banks to put out loans to buy houses. Well, we're coming at the tail end of that. We still should have another at least 5 years. The problem is Biden has made some horrible decisions here, again, siding up with the Saudis. He could turn everything around for us by just opening up the Keystone Pipeline. That would make an enormous alteration for us to start to, again, it's not, and I certainly understand, it's not just a matter of us being able to create oil, but we also have to refine it, and that is a longer, more involved process. For those who may say, oh, but what about this? Yeah, I understand that. But at least we're producing something. Right now, we're relying on everybody producing everything. We continue to sell off our farms to build houses we don't need. We're way, way overbuilding houses for people that just aren't going to be here. As I point out, and this is something I've done a couple podcasts in different ways about, is that we are coming at the tail end of the pensioners. It's not a definite date. You can't say those born after 1970. Thus, no, it's around that time. Those that were basically born after 1970 and are having jobs are not having a actual pension. There's a lot of 401ks, which means they're basically in Las Vegas with their retirement money from their business. And it's not security. And most banks, they will, if the stock market's doing extremely well, as it is pretty much right now, the bank will give you money to go have a home. But that can't continue as people like, and I'm one of those pensioners who has a sturdy pension, now no 401k, I'm getting a sturdy pension. As we die off, and we're dying off by the thousands every day, as we die off and that pension money starts to vanish and go back to where it would otherwise, you know, back to the company or the government or wherever someone's getting it from, that money's not going back, is not being redistributed back to someone else as a pension. It's going in probably to go build a stadium or something for some government. So the person is still gambling 401k. Well, as that starts to, you know, even out here in the next 5 to 10 years, well, there's no way that they're going to be able to retire to Florida, for example. The Villages empties out. The reason why the Villages is building out there right now, if you don't know, they're building out everything they possibly can. They're building hundreds of thousands, not hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands of homes. And they were building nonstop during 2020. It was unbelievable. We were supposed to be locked down, not doing anything. And every single construction person, I was out there. They were building like crazy all through there. They've built, again, tens of thousands of homes here in the last few years. A little secret I've learned, a little tidbit, is a lot of the people moving around in the Villages are actually moving around the Villages. Those new homes are being occupied more and more by people in older parts of the Villages moving to the newer parts. For one thing, some of those houses are smaller and, in a sense, cheaper in the long run. And plus, if you can redo your loan, while rates are still pretty low right now, you can redo your loan. And anyway, so there's a lot of smoke and mirrors about building development. Always has been in Florida. And that's where the problem lies. If people who have been investing money in all kinds of companies and individuals who think they're going to have this important Florida real estate, or I should say it differently, this important Florida real estate, you know, I'm a multimillionaire, I got all this Florida property. Well, that was the same thing being said in the 20s. And then suddenly folks realized, the day isn't worth anything because no one wants to live in it. No one wants to build on it, and it's worthless. And then we had the crash here in Florida first that led to the crash in 29. Originally, that should not have happened. However, we have been doing some really dumb things with the banks in the last 15 years and bailing them out and doing dumb things like that. Banks are back in trouble again. Not quite to the level of 2009, they're getting there. And if we actually tip that point, look out below. So we could be facing some pretty bad times here. I'm getting away from the oil issue, but I think you're seeing that. I don't see how we don't have bad economic times in the future. I almost wonder, because I see the Democrats being very careful of how they're handling some of the election stuff, if they're not really trying to get Republicans in so they can blame Republicans for the bad economy we're going to have next year, because I think that's pretty certain. We're going to be really deep into a recession next year. The jobless rate's going to be high. Prices are going to be high. It's going to be bad. It's going to be worse than 1970s, the way things are looking. But how can we make things better? Don't drive as much. Don't buy as much stuff. Save your money if you can. That's the key. You know, like what the grocery stores, retail places are having to do to get rid of stuff is because they overbought, so they have to get rid of it. Well, that's because people didn't buy as much. If you don't buy as much, they won't order as much. And then, you know, you're starting to alleviate some other issues there. And we start dealing with some little thing called reality, something we don't like to work with much. And unfortunately, we have an uneducated public that has trouble understanding reality. They want to believe all this abstract business. If they could only understand what we're really dealing with and actually work locally and do things locally and understand what's going on in their community, know their neighbors, they would be in tune with what's really going on. I'm sorry, I'm starting to sound a bit abstract there. But if you get my point, is that the more we can take care of ourselves right now, the better the next year will be. So I wish that the Republican Party wouldn't talk so much about Trump in 2024. We got a long road to go before we get to 2024, and I don't know what shape we're going to be in between now and then. With gas prices being what they are and grocery prices being what they are, I was in an Aldi a week ago. A week later, the prices are up 10 to 40 cents. That's in a week. What's it going to be in August? Wait till December. So what's going to happen here? We need to stop talking about Trump. We need to worry about next year. We need to be worrying about our politicians, our representatives, doing things for us now for next year, not worrying about 2024. That's very serious. All right, back to gas and oil prices. I think we're going to stay at $4 for right now. I thought we were going to hit $5 by July, but things that unevenness of having an oversupply dropped the prices and made things better. There's the scares of China and COVID, the COVID whatever situation, hysteria, is looking like things are going to be kind of stuck there in China. They're going to kind of go into back, they're going to continue their lockdown, but make it longer and more massive, which is bad news for us, and especially for oil prices. Hopefully we can stay at $4. Hopefully we'll drop below it. I don't know if that can happen. We need to get the refineries going. We need to be in full function here in the U.S. producing oil. That would change everything. But we have a moron for a president who he's not a moron. He believes he's doing the best thing because he's just not with it. He's unfit, and he really needs to go. But the alternatives, the two alternatives right behind him are just unacceptable. We're in bad shape. We got a long road to go. Elections in November look pretty certain. Gas prices staying at with all this inflation, everything else. I mean, Republicans may sweep things, but they're going to be in deep trouble possibly by 2024 as Americans start to blame Republicans, especially with the aid of the media, blame Republicans for the condition they're in. And they won't be if Biden's still around come 2024, if he hasn't been replaced. We'll see what happens there, which is interesting. But that's for another podcast. I've covered a lot of territory here, but the main focus was to be about oil and oil prices. Just watch yourself. Try to be careful. Try to be conservative in how you spend, what you do, and be more cognizant of the people around you, your neighbors, your neighborhood. Stop worrying about what's on TV right now and who's running for president in 2024. Know your candidates in your area, whatever your city, your county, your state, the Fed stuff. You can worry about Congress. But Congress is controlled in many other ways. I could get into the whole thing about the Federal Reserve, but just know who's running in your area. And please try to get involved in your party. And I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, socialist, or part of the Happy Party. Just get involved and know what's going on and be cognizant. Know your friends. You know, support a candidate. Start knocking on doors. And you can meet people that live in your neighborhood. Start meeting people who live in the area. Start to be involved. involved. I'm extremely involved. I'm too involved where I am. I admit it. But I think you need to be. That's just I think it'll help you down the road too, especially if the economy slams into the ground. All right. Which appears will be happening here, at least in the next year. How bad, we'll find out. All right. Well, I'll stop there. Boy, is this gloomy. Well, don't be too gloomy. The best, you know, don't listen to sad, angry music, the rock stuff, the angry stuff. Listen to happier music, stuff to make you feel good, because you should be, you can be happy about things. Things may get really bad here, but we can be still, we can be more optimistic if we all work together about whatever it is, the situation. So do get involved. And if you give up, some folks were very kind to send me a message here. I hadn't seen it. They'd sent it a while back and I saw it. And, you know, send me a message. If I can help, or if I got any ideas, or something you'd like me to talk about or not talk about, whatever, I don't care. Cartoons by Rob Smith, or Rob Smith Jr., cartoons and commentary, then also on Twitter, Rob Smith Jr. All right, I thank you very much. I'll see you all next time, and there's a lot more I wanted to cover. You can hear two other things I really wanted to cover. I kind of did it here, but I may do separate ones about that. All right, thank you so much for being here. I'll see you down, and keep. Oh, we'll do Jack Horkheimer. Keep looking up.
It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay.